Starting in Ayin Vav Amid Beit at the bottom, we'll start the din that we started yesterday. Amid Beit Yochanan. The subject matter of the parak again is when you have chatzeros together and you either join them together or you don't join them together or you have a choice of two. For example, I live in one chatzer, someone lives in a chatzer next to me, and there's a wall between the two of us. If it's a proper wall, we cannot join our two chatzeres. It's because there's a wall in between the two of us. If there's not a wall in between the two of us, then we automatically have to join our two chatzeres together. If there's a wall between us and a window in the wall that we can use, then we have the choice. We could either make the chatzer, each chatzer separate, and we could just go from my house into our own personal chatzer, but I cannot go into my neighbor's chatzer. Or we could combine the two chatzeros together and have one big chatzer. There's a window. That's why it's called a window. We learned that the minimal size of a window is dalid by dalid, and it has to go in at least the 10 tefachim from the ground upwards. Because once a wall is 10 tefachim, it's a bona fide mechitza. Once you have a mechitza, it separates the two chatzeres. And once you have a separation between the two chatzeres, then you can't combine the two of them. The Gemara now goes, and we're going into different dimensions of the window. Omer Rav Yochanan, Holon Avol. If it's a round window, we know the square window has to be dalet by dalet. If it's a round window, Tzarek Shiyah Behakefo, the circumference of the window has to be Esrim V'Arba Tefachim, has to be 24 Tefachim, V'Shnayim U'Mashmu Behem B'Toch Yud. And two of them, plus a little bit, has to be at least in the one. Because when we square off the window, we have to have at least some part of it in the 10 Tefachim from the ground level to the top of the mechitza. And when you square it off, we're going to find the Vashi says you square off at least two tefachim. So therefore, it's at least two and one tef, and then a little bit more has to be in it. If you see the picture on page 245, it shows how from the ground level up is 10 tefachim. That 10 tefachim has to be in at least two tefachim plus a little bit in the round part of the window. So when we square it off, the squared off part of the window would be in the 10th pocket. Okay, now this number that Rabbi Yochanan got of 24 is problematic. Okay? And we're going to ask, how did he get this number of 24? When we go through the mathematics that they had in time of Chazal, they had pi. Pi is more than 3, but when we use the number 3, as we see over here, with pi, and when we use the square root of 2, the Gemara is going to call 1.4. But we know it's 1.414. It's a little bit more. Just like when we're going to use pi over here, we're going to use 3, which is actually more. I don't remember how much more, but there's like a lot of digits. More. It's not just 3. 3.146. Keeps on going. 1.6 and keeps on going. Okay, but especially though over here with the Eruvin, Bechora, we go Makel, because it is a Din Midrash Rabbanan, and we round it off. So he says that the circumference has to be 24. Michti. Let's take a look at this. Okay? Sorry, Shanaim Pog Yud. She'im Yeraveno, if you square it off, Nimsa Mashu B'Tof Yud. If I might say. Michti. Kol She'esh B'Hakefo Shloshet Tzfachim. The circumference is 3 times the diameter. Is that right? The word diameter. 3 times the diameter. Meaning if you have from one end of the circle to the other end of the circle, you make a straight line. Multiply that times 3, and you'll get the circumference. Now, the problem over here is, if the diameter should only be 4, because you only need a 4x4 window, so if we draw that line 4 that we're using for a circle, 4 times 3 should be 12. The circumference should only be 12, and yet Rabbi Yochanan has the number of 24. The circumference is always 3 times the amount, 3 tefachs for every 1 tefach, and we know the diameter is 4 tefachim. That's the diameter tefach. It should be enough with 12. So where did Rabbi Yochanan get this idea of 24? That's igula avavu ibua binyan tfei. it's very nice, but a square has more than a circle, because a square has corners going on. We're shaving off to make, if we have the diameter of 4 in a circle, that circle is going to be much less than the square. So, how much more is the square on the circle? This is also a mathematical thing, that a square is 4 to 3 of a circle. For every 3 in a circle, there's 4 to a square. So if you work that out, it should be shitsa. That's 16. 16 should be sagi. So again, we're coming far off from the number of Rabbi Yochanan that said 24. If you get the diameter of a 4x4 square for a circle, then the circumference of the circle should be 16 sagi. Hani mile, that's the eagle, the dafik bago, ribua. That's if the circle's in the ribua. But over here, meaning we put the circle, we made the square, we put the circle in it, the circle's less, and we added the extra to make the square. But that's not what we need over here. We need a square that could go into the circle. We want the full diameter of the square in the circle, and whatever's left is left. Maybe that will give us a number of 24 for Rabbi Yochanan. But over here, avaribua denapik begoi gula, that a square that is found in a circle, benitfe, it needs more. My timer, mishumu morshet dekranta. We need that extra space of the, we want that extra corner space over here. So we need a square that fits completely in the circle. So mechti, let's come and see, how much is this? Kol amta bibibua, every ama of a ribua is amta bitrei chumshe bialchsona. It will be 1.414 of its diagonal. The diagonal of the square is 1.1414. This is taking the square root of 2 to get the diagonal. So if you have a square of 4, if you want to know what the diagonal, if you have a perfect square of 4 by 4, the diagonal, you multiply 4 times its square root, which for convenience sake, we're just going to say 1.4, which makes 5.6. So if we have the diagonal of the scale of the square at 5.6, right? And now if we're going to apply that 5.6 diagonal of the square, which will give us the best height of the square, and now we make the pi, if we want to find now the circumference of the circle with it, take the 5.6, which is the diagonal of the square, the longest part of the square, multiply it times pi, and you'll have the number of 16.8, right? So mikti kol amta b'rivoy amta b'trei chumshe, it should be 1.4 b'yachsona. So it should be, when we're dealing now with this circle, it should be b'shitsa nachi chumsha. It should be 17, shitsa. 17 minus 0.2, a fifth, sagi, which comes out to 16.8. So again, we're a far cry from Rabbi Yochanan's 24. And that's like the highest number where really possible to get over here. Let's just see Rashi. I'm just going to read the Rashis inside without going into much Hesper for numerous reasons. One of them is that there's many we showed him that talk about over here. And the mathematics we pretty much got from just explaining the Gemara. Ani mili be'agula, k'dat rochav dova agol, avi tefak, v'dat rochav agol, ein rochav ole le'b'yemtza, v'yana rochav v'dalet, k'dat mevruba b'inyin, sh'rochav b'tofnosis v'midat b'yemtza. V'shitza 16 hekev sagi, dalet hekev l'chol v'wachat mevruba, 4 times 4, should get the maximum 16, ani mili desagi b'ye. Ad for ribat l'mahavi shitza b'agula, denafik migo v'ibua, Kagon cholon mevuba dalad al dalad akifu shitsa. Ve'i me'agalad megavai, din roch of dalad ele b'yemso, ele akifu treysa v'tfei alei mevuba v'via v'alhacha, de boyed menekad v'boyed dalad al dalad v'yakifu shitsa, dalad l'chol vuach, migo igulu levad, mai de medelait, Migula boyeh akifu tfei, k'dei l'maket b'gavi marshe de v'boyed avi dalad hein v'yaksona. Mifte kol amta, the whole amta sagi le lahayi gula That's how Rashi worked it out. So we're left with the Gemara over here that pretty much the circumference that the circle has to be is 16.8. And yet Rabbi Yochanan says 24. How did he get it? The Gemara now explains how he got the number 28. Rabbi Yochanan omer ki dayani de Caesarea. Like the Dayanim of Caesarea, the Amri like the Rabbanim of Caesarea. Like the Rabbanim. This is a sheet, the famous Dayanim of Caesarea, which there is a lot of Torah on this, because it really doesn't make sense. The Omer, Igula Mikol Vipua Revia. A circle in the square is a quarter. Meaning that's the what we said before. There's a ratio of 4 to 3, a square to a circle. But a Ribua, but a square in the midst of a circle, is palga. It's half. Meaning, less than half its own perimeter. If you have a square, less than half its own perimeter, which comes out to about 1/3 of a circle circumference, which is, just for the thing, is the circle is 1.5 times larger than the square. That's what the Dayani of Caesarea say, that the circle comes out to 1.5 times the amount of the square. So if a square that we need for the window over here is a 4 times 4, which is 16, 1/3 more than that is 24. That's how we get it. Rashi. Before me go, igula is palga. Boy, le mishko mine palga. You have to take from it half of it. That's the half of the day. The high shiur, the fais, the hainu, tilta to me ikar. The havi lahu tamia. Comes out to be 1/3 more than what the circle, what the square is, that you find Tamiya Mikaf Dalaru Pashu Lohu Shitsa de Savi Lohu de Cho Aksana Bahavi Lo Bahaki Havi. Comes out to 24. 16. You take out 1/3 from the 16. What? No, you take out half from the 16, which is 24, which is 1/3 of 24 comes to 16. So it's 1/2 of the perimeter. Of that you add on, which make it to a circle. So that's 24. Tosfot, that's a very difficult question over here. Tosfot, Dibri Yomasko, Rebbe Yochanan, if you go down about 10 lines, it says Vikasha, first line, word on the line. Vikasha, Heich to Dayani de Kisari Aha Kachazin de Lav Hachihu. This mathematical equation is totally wrong. It's wrong. It's not how we do it. Anyone that has any experience in mathematics knows that this is not at all proper. The numbers are wrong. We don't get 24. What do we have? Really, we have the number that we have before. When you have a circle, you want to make the circle over here. You take the diameter of the square that was in it, which we said was 5.6. Multiply the 5.6 times pi, and you get 16.8, which is what the circle should be. If you want a 4x4 square, and you want to circle it, it should be 16.8. That's how much it should be. Over here, not a little bit more than the square. So they ask, how did they get this number? Now this is a tumult among the Rishonim on where did they get this? How did they get this number of 28? So Tosfot goes, if you go down a bunch, another 10 lines or so more, the last line of the word, V'yesh Meforshim, says, Dene de Caesarea, Lo Dibruel the Indian carcass of Bedoka Reboy vehicle. They're talking about something totally different. That's how they got this number of 24. And you go down a little bit more past that picture. But Rabbi Yochanan, Daha Tao Bedivrahim. They had a certain measurement over here that wasn't dealing with circles and squares. And Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake in their words, and he held it was going on the circumference of the circle, and it wasn't so over here. Now this leads to a huge tumult. Was Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake over here? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was a malach. He was one of the greatest over here. The Gvor on the side. If you see the Gvor on the Gemara, there's a famous Gvor. If someone has the time, they can go through it. The Gvor mathematically proves that Rabbi Yochanan was 100% right. Okay, for the mathematicians, they can take the time out. There's your famous quark over here. The Gon Yaakov says, Pashut, over here, that they made a guzma over here, because when you're transferring from window to window and you're making a circle, it's probably going to be imperfect over here. And therefore, they made the measurement, they pushed it up to 24, and they gave a thing, whatever the square is, take off half it, add it to the circle, that should be your diameter of the circle. Don't make mistakes over here. This way you could mock to the window over here. And really, there's no question about it, the halakha is 16.8. And when we have the sukkah in Masechet Sukkah that describes a circular sukkah, it comes out to 16.8. And that's the halakha over here. And what the diameter of Kesariah were doing, were expanding it so no one would come and make trouble. Get into trouble by making too small of a circumference, which would be a problem with especially with the sukkah.
Okay.
Yeah, the grower worked it out. But here's the grower. The grower's on our daf. That works us out. Okay, two dots. The Mishnah said, Pachut mitalad al talad. If it's less than talad al talad, or that it's higher than yud, and even though the Gemara says, no, the main thing that matters over here is if it's higher or greater than yud, but if it's less than talad al talad, it's not a window that you could use, the chulin. Omer Reb Nachman, Lo shano ela chalon shebein beit chaseros. This is only talking about a chalon. This diameter, if it's less than 4 within the midst of the yurt fucking from the ground, it's not going to be a window, and therefore you can't combine the two arrows. It's talking about two chateros. Aval cholon shebein beit batin. If there's two windows between two houses and you want to combine the two houses, if you want to transform one house to the other house, a little window between the two of them, afilu malam miyasar nami. If it's even, if it's higher than 10, it's dollars by dollars, it's higher than 10, im vatzli arv mi arv imecha. If you want to, you can mi arv the two of them together as one. So why is a house different than a wall of a chatzar? My timer, what's the difference? Baita command the malitami. A house is like that it's filled. Once you put a roof on a house, we had this sugya before, you put a roof on a house, and the house is covered, it's like the whole house is filled up. Whether or not, I think Rashi was mashmal, but there was maybe the Rav was explaining it, that it's filled with air. Or some people, I saw brought down that it's filled with furniture, it's filled up. The house is considered filled, therefore a covered house, you don't have that concept of yud tefachim. Rashi. Lo shana deboy tochisar that you need in the midst of 10, except for in a courtyard, but in the house not. Eisei Rava Rav Nachman, Rav is going to have a kashon Rav Nachman. Echad li, it makes no difference to me, it's the same to me. Cholon shepein beit chaseros, whether it's the window between two courtyards. Echad li, cholon shepein beit batim, it's the same to me, the window between two houses. Echad li, cholon shepein beit Eliyah, between two attics. Echad li cholam vein beit gadim, between two roofs. They're all the same to me, these things. Echad li cholam shebein beit chadarim, whether it's two rooms over here. Kulam dalet al dalet betoch chesor. And everything is the same. So how did you, Rev Nachman, say that you don't have to take into account the 10 tefachim from the ground up? We see there's a statement over here, it's all the same to me. You need dalet by dalet, and it has to be within 10. Kashon Rav Nachman, no. Targuma Achatzeros, no. We metargim, we translate the Mishnah that the last statement, Betochisara, is only on Chatzeros. Oh, Vaha, it says Echadli, makes no difference to me. How could you say that it makes no difference to me? And he quotes all these things and you say it's only going on Chatzeros. Kitani, it says Echadli, Kitani, it's all the same. Targuma Adal Adal. No, it's all the same to me as a talad al talad. Everyone needs a window of at least talad al talad, because that's the amount that people use for tashmishim. That's a makom chashuv. And that's going on echadli. Whatever window it is, it always has to be talad al talad. But the specific case of within 10 is only going on a chatzer. Rashi. Rashi brings down a point over here when we said Shebein Shnei Gagim. This is really a machloket that we had before, because we know Rabbi Shimon's sheet that we just saw a few days ago, that one does not need a mechitza. He doesn't need anything between Gog and Magog. You could travel from Gog to Gog anytime you want over here. So who cares about a window between Shnei Gagim if you could travel, if you can transfer between them? You don't need an eruv between them. So Aliba de Rabbanan, it's going like Rabbanan's sheet that it's clearly this right over here. Just like the people living downstairs are separated, lest we separate them above. You don't need to travel between, you don't have to, you cannot transfer from one gog to the other one with an eruv. We already saw that Shmuel, the Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, they all passing like Rabbi Shimon, that you don't need an eruv. They just had their machloket within themselves on how far you take Rabbi Shimon. But Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, not like this price in this part. Tiagamad lahai betoch esor di getani mishu chateros. When it says betoch esor, it's going dafka on the chateros. Faha echad li ketani, but you said it makes no difference to me, mashma on everything. Alma kulam shavim. It seems like everything's going on the same. No, tiagamad liechad. When it says echadli, it makes no difference to me. It's mashma, it's going on all of them. It's tafka on the dalad al dalad. That dimension works on every case. He asked him a question. What about a lul hapetuach min habayit le'aliyah? The aliyah is the second floor. You have a lul. You have a roof that's in between the two, the house and the roof, on the second floor, and they're owned by two different people. Can we use that roof between them? Tzarek sulam kivur lahatiro. Do we need a ladder, a fixed ladder over there, that's always there, to matur as going from one to the other? Or ein tzarek sulam kivur lahatiro? Or you don't need a sulam kivur lahatiro? Now we have to understand, we just said that if it's dalal al dalal, you don't need the yud tefachim from the ground up. The problem is, it's much higher than yud tefachim. It's a roof over there. Minimal size of the house is at least yud tefachim, so it's outside the yud. But we just said a minute ago that yud is only on a wall of a chatzir, not other places. Let's see, Rashi deals with this. Beitvi aliyah shel shnei bnei adam lul. A lul is in a roof. It's a skylight. It's an opening between the top and bottom floor. The karki ita aliyah, there's an eruba in the floor of the aliyah. The aliyah gavoh mikarka mibayit miyud. It's higher than the ground. Mi amrinan, here's the question that they were asking. Mi amrin beita kemad de mali dami. The house is considered full. Tahavi kemad de lo gavoh esar, and therefore it's not considered higher than 10. Because it's completely full. You don't need a sulam kavua. Liot is sham and makom apes like lahatir liar v'zayim zeh. Since the house is full, who cares about the yud or not? Or lo amrin and kemand malitami. We don't say it over here. O boy sulam kula mahavi kepati b'nehem. Kedamrin and b'keitin maravin sulam torah pesachavi. That pesach over there. So what's the case? What still? Why should it be a question over here? Is the house filled or not? There should be no reason why. Rashi's saying the question is the house called that it's filled up and therefore you don't need the yud? What's the problem over here? The Gemara explains. Ki aminan beit the kemad de mali dami. Hani mili, when we say that a house is filled, hani mili min atzad. That's only on the tzad. Aval be etza, lo. Maybe we don't see this idea that a house is completely filled when it's going from up and down. Or dimaloshna, or maybe there's no difference. Omelei, in a tzarech, you don't need it at all. Sovim minei kula amsulam kivuahu de in a tzarech. He held that only a fixed sulam you don't need. Ah, ha, sulam, all right, tzarech. Maybe he needs at least a temporary one. There has to be something there sometimes. It's more, now we have a statement, Omer Rav Yosef, Bar Minyuma, Omer Rav Nachman, Echad Sulam Kavua, Echad Sulam Arai, Eino Tzarech. You don't need a sulam at all. Rashi, min atzad, b'cholam, b'koto. And that's the halacha. If you have a sky roof going from one side to the other, the picture 246 brings down all the different openings between it. Here's your opening between the two walls in the chatzer. Here's your skylight, bein abatim, the aliyah. There's your skylight. Here's bein the aliyot over here, and here's bein the gav. Everything they put in one picture. Very ingenious over here. Okay, new Mishnah. The first Mishnah of the Perek discussed the situation between two chatzeroses where you have a window that could either connect them or not connect them. You have a wall between them, but there's a window over here that if they want to connect each other with the window, they can. This Mishnah is going to talk about the circumstances where you can't connect them, where there's other things, or you have to connect them, not where you have the option of both. First Mishnah was the option of either we could just make an error for each one, or we could make an error for everyone. This Mishnah, Kol Tos Shebein Beit Chatzeros, you have a wall between two courtyards, Kivoa Asar. It's 10 high, V'rocha Biarba, and it's 4 wide. And we'll discuss why we need the 4 wide. Maybe we don't need it for right now. Ma'arvim Shnayim, they could each one make their own Erev, V'ein Ma'arvim Echad, and they cannot combine. This is a bona fide mechitza separating the two chaseros. There's no window in the midst of that yud that could allow us to transfer from each other. And that's the case. Hayu Roshel Perot. If on top of this wall, that is 4 tefachim wide, there's fruit, what do you do about it? Each chaser wants to eat from the fruit. Elu Oli Mikan V'Oklin. These can go up on their side and eat on top of the roof. Ve'ilu oli mikan, and the other chatzir can only mikan from their side for Oakland. Ubilvach lo yoridu lamatan. They just can't take it down into their own reshut. We'll see why. Nifritza hakotel. Now the kotel got broken. It got destroyed. A big hole in it. Ad esa amos. Until 10 amos, it's still called a pesach. Marvin Schneid. We can combine the two of them. Or we can combine them. We could either do each one on our own, or we can combine. That's a Pesach. A Pesach like we had over here. It's like a Pesach. So we could choose, do we want to remain separate from them, and each one makes own Erev, or we combine everyone together. Yoter Mikan, if it's more than 10, Marvin Echad, that's enough of a Pesach that it's not a wall anymore. And therefore, you could only make one Erev between everyone, say Marvim Shnayim, and you can't be Marvim Shnayim. Rashi, Kol Tos Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Had Neked Rechav, so why did we bring down 4, Rechav Arba? We should save it because the end, Neked Light. The Boiler Midney Havi Roshu Perot, that's the reason why we had it, we didn't need it for the first thing. Elo Oli Mikan Ve'elo Ve'okli Milvach Lo Yoridim Lamata. Techashi Vishuta Bi'ad Fei Nashe. That once it's Dalet Tfachim, it's considered a reshut within itself. V'lo mevatel, it's not mevatel lo legabi hai, v'lo megabi lai. It's not mevatel to either side of the chatzer, it's on its own reshut. You want it, go up on there, climb on it, and eat on top of it. It's a reshut by itself. Aval le'inin no'avi mechitza, b'chol tehu putya. When it comes to a mechitza, we don't really need Dalet Tfachim. Don't make the mistake that the wall has to be Dalet Tfachim. Just a b'chol tehu putya havi stima. Anything, like a little sheet of paper between two, as long as it can last, was enough to make a steamer between the two chatzeros. Ve'ein marvin echad, and you don't marvin echad. Ubevlachelo yarvido, could you refresh? Yotim ikan, if the break in the wall is more than 10 amos, havi pirza, it's not a pischa, it's a pirza, it's a break. Ve'havi lohu kulohu kidiyuri kichatze echad. It became now everybody's living in one chatzer. When each one does for themselves, if each one made for themselves, they're going to mess things up. There's two pictures in the book to see this. Here's our wall over here with a 10 high and 4 wide and the fruits on it. Here's the case where the pirza is. It was pretty self-evident without the book. Gemara. Able, Arba, what happens if you don't have Arba? My. What do you do if you don't have 4? Omer Rebbe Vier, Shtei Rishus, Sholetet Bo. it is not for in it, and the top of the wall is not its own individual space, who owns it? Each one owns in it, and since one owns the top of it and the other one owns the top of it, they're going to cancel each other out. You can't move from it. You can't take anything from it, even the size of the heavens. We're both completely being sholet in it. He says, no, it has common ownership and each one can use it. So Rabbi Avir says, no one can use it. Rabbi Yochanan holds, everyone can use it. Tomorrow we'll go into the Makhloka, let's just see the Vashi. Since it's not considered Rishus within itself, but to the Gabi Torvayo, they're bottled to the two of them. For Rishus based on Chatzayim and Sholetim Pom, they're both Sholetim Pom. For Yosim Zelz, and they'll answer each other. If Filo Alu Rosh or Asu Latalta, you can't move anything on top. Rabbi Yochanan says, each one can be Mealin, Mechatzayim, and Levosho, for who it's in the Maridim, in the Makom Pontet, for who the bottle Mikanu, Lakanu, Lahakil, and we'll see the Machloket tomorrow.